Tampa is hardly short of great, uniquely Floridian food choices, from Cuban sandwiches in Ybor City to shacks on the beach where you can eat a variety of fish that were swimming in the Gulf of Mexico a few hours before. But sometimes you just want a Coney. It's a slow day at Luke's Coney Island. There are a few regulars at the tables in this little restaurant on the north side of St. Petersburg, but business is expected to pick up this week. Luke's is just a short trip across the bay from the convention center where the Republicans are meeting. Joe Lucassen is a native of southeast Michigan, but he's lived in Florida for the past 20 years. Like many other Michigan expats, Lucassen says getting a Coney was an important part of any trip home, until a year ago when he had an epiphany.
A little over a year ago, I was up there and went to Lafayette when we first landed, then found myself going there while we were there, and then on the way back to the airport, and I said, I got to stop this. We've got to bring one down here.
Lucassen says he strives for flavors that fans of Detroit Coney's would find authentic. The year-old business imports its dogs from Southfield, its Coney sauce from Detroit, along with Faygo and Verner's. Surprisingly, Luke's is not the only Coney Island in St. Pete. In fact, the Coney Island Grill in downtown St. Pete opened in 1926. There they serve a hot dog with what the waitress says is Greek chili, from a recipe the diner's original owner used. She admitted she's a little vague on the difference between Lafayette and that other kind of hot dog from Detroit. Joe Grimm says replicating the uniquely Michigan Coney taste has been difficult for those who've tried to do it. Grimm has literally written the book on Michigan's Coney dog obsession. He's sat down at the counters of dozens of Coney Islands across Michigan and across the country, including Florida. Grimm says the problem most Coney Island owners outside Michigan face is getting the right ingredients.
As I say, not every Coney Island uses the same hot dog, and that's part of why some places like American or Lafayette will have a real loyal following and customers who won't eat anyplace else. The onions and the mustard are not too particular, but I think it's really that chili sauce that makes the difference.
Back at Luke's, Joe Lucassen says business usually picks up in October as Michiganders who relocate to Florida for the winter start showing up. But he's hopeful that this week, some of Michigan's delegates to the Republican National Convention will stop by.
We're going to have a lot of folks from Michigan in this week, and it'd be nice for them to come in and have a hot dog and say, goodness gracious, we remember we had a little piece of Detroit here in St. Pete, Florida.
Reporting from Tampa, the site of the Republican National Convention, and a growing Coney Island community, I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.